we always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
At the start of the pandemic, I decided to get back into retro gaming. I wanted to catch up on my backlog and try some gems from the past. I posted about it on Reddit and got a few suggestions on what to check out. Using an emulator, I could try pretty much anything. This one guy suggested I play Hatchman Cove. I never heard of it, and I couldn't find it anywhere. There was an inactive Steam page for it, but there was no available download. Instead, I opted for another game by the same developer called Changelings. I don't think a lot of people have heard of this game. It's a game for the PS2, but I don't know if it was ever physically published. I found it for the emulator though. Changelings actually had a pretty clever concept. It was a sort of reverse game show. You are put in a position where your made-up friend, lover, or parent has been cloned. Every round, you are faced with four identical copies of a person, and your task is to find the real one. You have to ask them questions to figure it out. You are asked several personal questions to calibrate what sort of answers you are supposed to look for. You can add as much data to your profile as you want. They got like 500 questions. Based on the number of questions you answer, you get a psychological profile. You can check it out on the main menu. The more data you provide, the deeper and more personal questions you can ask the clones. If you just answer a few, you can't really ask the clones that much, and it gets a lot harder. The first night I booted up Changelings was a lot of fun. Filling out your profile unlocked more and more cosmetics, so I made it a point to answer all of them. It took almost an entire night, but after that, the answers generated seemed eerily human. The game had a bit of an uncomfortable atmosphere. The colours were toned down and the characters had this robotic auto-generated text-to-speech thing going on. It all took place in this sort of funhouse laboratory setting, with strange mirrors and sterile walls. The main menu was a lab that you had to walk around in to get to options, start game, credits, and all that. Also, there were tank controls. Thanks, Resident Evil. Once I started playing the game, it became apparent that this wasn't just any old game. You could ask the clones weirdly deep questions, and they would answer as best as they could based on your profile. Which meant that as much as you were playing against them, you were also playing against yourself. The better you knew your own profile, the easier it was to eliminate the clones. The clone, being a close friend, relative, or lover, would know you better than a clone. So just seeing who knows you the best in certain ways is the way to go. For example, I asked the clones what my favourite type of sandwich was. I got four different answers. Your favourite is tuna and oregano. Your favourite is tuna and ham. Your favourite is tuna and mayonnaise. Your favourite is tuna and bell peppers. All answers were tuna, which is what I'd answered on my profile. But the second word? That wasn't part of it. But that's the tricky thing about this game. Based on your profile, it makes an estimate about what could be your favourite. So, thinking about it, I figured a mayonnaise tuna sandwich would be the correct answer, as it sounded the most true to me and my taste. Nothing was completely wrong, but that was the most right. Still, it was a bit of a gamble. Yeah, I won that round. Tuna and mayonnaise was spot on. The game figured this out by the sheer number of answers I provided. It knew my palate. I've since started making them regularly. It's like the game knew me better than myself. And that's the game. I got really into it. One thing about these older, unknown titles is that you actually have to discover a lot of it for yourself. There are no shortcuts or guides. I tried getting the best score, the most elaborate answers, making up the funniest questions, all kinds of stuff. But if the questions were too nonsensical, the game just wouldn't recognize them. You could use preset questions and just put in certain words like, "What is my favorite X? What do you think of X? What was the name of my first X?" That was the best way to get a good answer. You could make a completely custom prompt though, but you might get an error. Also, it was clunky as hell, as you couldn't use a keyboard or click the letters. You had to move with direction arrows and choose the letters one by one. The game doesn't just let you pick out the character you think is the real one. You must kill off the clones in elimination rounds. It wasn't graphic or anything. They'd just be taken to another room and you'd hear a scream. At the end of the round, with just one person remaining, your character steps into the room. If you got it right, they'll hug you, kiss you, or thank you. If you got it wrong, the character got this strange grinning expression on their face and the screen would cut to black. Then your character would be the one who screams. By day 5, I discovered a glitch. You could bug out the game by putting a question within a question. If you did, the clones sort of spazzed out and you got a full score as if you'd won the round. The score could be used to unlock cosmetics and new sets. It kind of messed with my score though. See, the game never really stops working on your profile. Whenever you answer a question, it analyzes it. If it recognizes what you're asking, it uses that information in establishing your profile. If you ask a lot of questions about your past, it might take that into account. Same with questions about work, relationships, the future, and other themes. The game really feels like it tries to get to know you. But with corrupted scores, the game started bugging out. For me, the strangest thing was starting a new round and the clones were just gone. Just an empty room, with no one there to answer my questions. Other times, all clones would just stand there with a big grin on their face, all saying the same answer. At one point, the clone backed out of the kill room and just got back in their seat without a head. Despite all this, I reluctantly got into it. It was strange to reverse answer questions about myself. It felt like I was teaching the game who I was. Hell, I don't even mind the bugged out stats. In some cases, it just added to the atmosphere. I took short breaks every now and then, but came back to try out a new strategy or to see if I could get a new unlock. I also got into the lore of the game, trying to find secrets hidden in the main menu room. There were a few folders and videos. Folders told a story of a pharmaceutical company who were trying to perfect an algorithm for spotting imposters. A series of in-game cutscenes told the story of a team who unleashed something horrible and were looking for a way to circumvent an upcoming disaster by building a protocol. The game took place in the 70s, so it got some of that analog horror vibe going. 2 weeks into playing it, on and off, I unlocked a character called The Boss, who was the final archetype of Changeling. Boss was by far the toughest one. She did this thing where all the clones had identical outfits and they'd sometimes switch places if you weren't paying attention. Beating her was an absolute pain. It wasn't just about having a 1 in 4 chance of guessing right. She would sometimes actively make herself suspicious and then switch places with the original. It was, by all means, the equivalent of a boss battle. I tried using the glitch, but it just didn't work on her. All it did was throw me back to the main screen. I had to power through, grab my notebook, and actually make an effort. She was just odd. When you brought her clones into the kill room, there was no scream. It just got quiet and the lights flickered a bit. But Boss didn't thank you when you saved her. Instead, the lights just started to flicker and you're thrown back to the main menu. When I beat her, I got the final unlock, a character called Blameless. While other archetypes had icons of people when you start a new game, Blameless just had some sort of blue-tinted sunflower icon. The tooltip said, debug, while other tooltips had at least hinted at a viable strategy. As soon as I started it up, I figured something was wrong. The loading time was several minutes long, and once it loaded up, the game camera was stuck in another room. It took me a few seconds before I realized that the camera had switched to first person, and that I was actually in the interrogation room. To my sides were clones of my avatar, looking at me with those distorted pixel faces. On the other side of the window, I could see the white hair and dress of Blameless, motionless. It was all switched up. The game started asking questions for me to answer, forcing me to defend myself. I figured if I was honest and revealing, the game could figure out I was the real one. So I got into it. I did my best. But the questions were getting out of hand. Some of them were way too personal, and others were just strange. Asking me about my love life, my religion, my childhood trauma, my fantasies. At one point, I was asked the same question 4 times in a row. Would you kill for your god? At some point, I just felt uncomfortable playing. The clones in the room were staring at me with those creepy smiles. It was the middle of the night and I'd been playing for hours. I decided enough was enough and stepped away to get a drink. I was standing in the kitchen, Coke in hand, when I heard it from the other room. I said, would you kill for your god? I nearly choked on my soda. The game was paused. I had no idea how to beat Blameless. I'd lose over and over again, and I'd see my character taken into the kill room. The screen would just go black, and then I'd be back at the main menu. I tried adapting to her tactics and listen for clues, but she was so unpredictable. The clones would copy part of what I answered and switch a few words up. Blameless would get it wrong over and over and over. Was she bad at the game, or did she just want to kill me? Maybe for her, the game was killing the real one instead of saving them. If so, they were really good at it. Or was my character a clone all along? At one point, I just stopped playing. I wasn't invested enough to get this frustrated. I gotten all I could out of changelings, so it was time to move on. However, as I started looking for the next game to play, my phone dinged. Text message. Game over. I turned off my phone and backed away from the computer. I just stood there, panting. Unknown number. No way, no way. I uninstalled everything. It had to be a virus. I turned my phone off and fetched my backup flip phone. I ran a malware check on my computer, locked all my windows, closed the curtains. Had someone used the game to spy on me, like a password phishing thing? It wasn't unheard of, and some of my questions could be used to guess the answer to my secret questions. I got paranoid. I stopped at random times while showering, just to hear if someone was sneaking around my apartment or looking through the mail slot. I thought about calling the police, but seeing as how emulators can be a bit of a grey legal area, I wasn't too sure about it. It'd be too hard to explain. It was 12:30 when my flip phone rang. Unknown caller. I thought about not answering, throwing it away and just not looking back. But I had to know more. Who was this person and what did they want? What did they really want? So, I picked it up. Game over. Same robotic text-to-speech function, same tone of voice. Then the line went completely quiet. No breathing, no moving, nothing. Just a faint electric buzz. I just stood there, trying to control my breathing. I felt dizzy, as if I'd suddenly run a marathon. What do you want from me? I asked. To find you. Just play without me. We found you. What? You answered. Well. I thought about my words carefully, but my mind was racing. Who was I talking to? Who was behind the voice? And how could they reach me so easily? Game over. Wait, what? What do you... Click. The line went dead, and the phone shut down. Then, my computer shut down. Then the lights, the fridge. Hell, the street outside went black. I scrambled for a flashlight, when I heard something. Footsteps. Someone was at the door. I couldn't find my damn flashlight. I considered my options. I live on the second floor, so a jump might just break my legs. That won't get me anywhere. I didn't have a firearm, but I could get a knife. With my phone dead, I couldn't call the police. I had to do 1,000 things at once, but that wouldn't change that someone was trying to get in. Before I could fetch a single racing thought, the door swung open. For a few seconds, I just held my breath and listened. There were several people, and I was just standing around the corner waiting for something to happen. I felt so goddamn powerless. This was my home, my space. As they got closer, I backed away, when they suddenly stopped. I realized I'd been heard. I had too many options to choose from, but I settled on the balcony. I burst through the balcony door. The air was surprisingly cold, and there was frost on the ground. My heart was beating so fast, and I was hyper-focusing on anything and everything. I could barely see anything from the cloud of my breath, but I could see two people on the other side of the door. They were me. I thought it was a broken reflection at first, my mind playing tricks on me. But no, it was me. Different sets of clothes and different hair, but two variations of me. One of them was taking something from my computer, but the other just stared at me with a tilted head. He made no attempt to open the balcony door. If he did, I wasn't sure I'd be able to stop him. We just looked at one another. I could see my mannerisms, my quirks, the way they moved, the way they looked at me. I'd seen it in the mirror every day. They were me. I hadn't even noticed I was screaming. The sound just escaped me. I almost fell over the side of the balcony, trying to get away. It was one of my neighbors who saved me. An old woman on the next balcony over, calling out to me, asking if I was okay, telling me she'd call the police, telling me to calm down to talk to her. They're in there, I shrieked. I could barely speak. I pointed right at one of them, and he just tilted his head with a grin, the same creepy grin as in the game. This unrealistic, twisted, ear-to-ear parody of a face. He grabbed the balcony door and slid it ajar, easily. I put one leg over the railing. They weren't getting me. A broken leg or two was a small price to pay. "You're fine," he whispered in my voice. "We know. You're okay." I could barely hear him over my breathing. I just shook my head. "I'm real," I said. "I'm real and you're not. You're not." He shook his head and closed the door. We exchanged a look. Seconds later, they were both gone. That was it. I told the police the intruders were masked. I told my neighbor I didn't know who they were. I told them I thought I'd been stalked online and that I didn't know what was going on. Which is true. I still don't. They haven't bothered me since. The game is just normal. It's like the corrupted file just reset itself. In every way, it just seems like everything has cleared itself up. But I don't think it's that easy. Something has changed since that night. Since playing Changelings. Sometimes, when I'm in the bathroom, I get this strange feeling, a mood. And when I look up, I'm grinning. Exactly the way they do.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Ja, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.